الرحمن الرحيم. We are approaching the days of Qurban. From the day that we step onto this earth till the day we leave, we are in a state of Qurban. Qurb means nearness. So we want to gain the nearness of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, is there any other meaning for life? The whole meaning of life is to gain the closeness, proximity, the nearness of Allah Ta'ala. And the nearness doesn't mean a physical nearness, because everything is the same in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is the Himalaya, or whether it is the seventh heaven, or whether it is the seventh earth, it's all the same. Allah Ta'ala's control, His power, His knowledge is no different to a small little virus, smallest of virus, to the hugest of heavens, same. No difference in the creating, in the knowing, in the power, in the ability. So the whole idea is to gain the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. And then for this closeness of Allah Ta'ala, we will be beset with trials, something that is against your tabiat. Trial means what you would not like, and you have to do it. To put a knife onto your son's throat isn't an easy thing. So something or the other is coming along, and in all that, Allah Pak knows what's going to be your response. He knows it before He created you. He knows. But then, to test your mettle, He will do it. Then why He tests it? He tests it so people will see, alright, this was the reason this person was favored. He's been favored, but this is the reason. He knew what's going to happen. But now people want to know, alright, why was he favored? So then it becomes clear, it becomes evident that this person has been favored because of this reason. So Allah Pak knows for which person, which trial is most appropriate. He knows it. We cannot ask why has this person got a smaller trial, and why have I been set with a major trial. But you cannot ask. Yes, what you need to ask in the face of the trial, what am I supposed to be doing? Not why is this trial put on to me. Yes, I need to know in the face of the trial, what am I supposed to be doing? That's a stupid thing to find out why this trial came onto me. Stupidity. But yes, it's hikmat and wisdom to understand, alright, this is a trial and everything comes from Allah Ta'ala. In the face of this trial, what am I supposed to be doing? Then it is within the nature of man to be competing, rivalry is within your tabiat. So you cannot remove it from your temperament. It's within the temperament to have a rivalry, to have a competition, to try and excel, beat each other. So from the childhood till your advanced age, it's going to be there. وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. It's going to happen. You're not going to rule it off. Small children, they all want to see now who's stronger sometimes, who can run faster, or who's got better toys. So they want to show off, right? Then as you grow up, you want to show off in different things. In the beauty, someone wants to show off. someone to show off in the wealth, someone to show off his influence, someone to show off he's got a golden card or a platinum card. So something to show off. So each one wants to impress upon the other. So this, you're not going to remove it from the temperament of any person. So the idea is to understand that we are in a trial. And this trial, Allah is going to see what's your response, what's your behavior. When the Bani Israel complained to Musa alayhi salam, Udina min qabli an ta'tiyana wa min ba'di ma ji'tana. We always had problems. Before you could come, we're in trouble. After you come to us, then we're in trouble. Double trouble. Before and after, always in trouble. So Musa alayhi salam's answer was, Asa rabbukum ayyuhlika aduwakum. This people, this enemy, this obstacle, will wipe them out. Right? They'll be wiped out. And then he will appoint you as the successor. Finish the out of the scene, and then you are ruling. So you are taken on from them. You go on, and they took off, and you took off over them. After them, you took over. Called Egypt, now you are taking over. So, in that, what Allah is going to see? أَيُّهْلِكَ عَدُوَكُمْ وَيَنْزُورَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُ. You want to see now, right? You're complaining about these people here. Now we've given you the reins. Then what's going to be your take like? How are you going to behave? What are you going to be doing? You complain about them, right? Very well. So we replaced you. Now, we're going to see, we're going to put you in that position. And we're going to see now, how are you going to behave? What's going to be your take like? So each one is going to be set with a trial. And we have, within our temperament, we've got jealousy. We've got envy. And then the spirit to compete, to rival, to excel, that's within your tabiat. The small and the big. The poor and the wealthy. Now just now will be that marathon, right? Again, competition. See that? So it's in your nature. You don't want to remove this from your nature. So that person is trying, he's trying. He's trying from the beginning of the year or after the marathon for the next marathon. Training every day, eating that type of food, dieting. And what's in his mind? I'm going to get something. So, one of our weaknesses, that we have got this rivalry in our tabiat, right? But in the rivalry, we look at the material gain, we don't look at the spiritual gains. Material gain, all of us look at it, right? And nobody fails to look at the material gain. So we'll try, right? For the marathon, we'll try. I'm just going to try, begin to the end. Material, I'm going to get this. But the spiritual gain, do we look at the spiritual gain? Now look at it, just want to show you some spiritual gain, right? If someone swore you, gave you one punch, swore you badly, F and whatever, and he swore you. And then after he says, I got a small job for you, it may take you about a month to complete. Right? 1 month you'll do it, just write this thing here, just copy it from here to this book here. It takes you 15 days, 20 days. And I'll give you $50 billion for that. And I'll say, hey, I'll fix you up, you stick your job. Are you going to say that? Huh? What do you think? I think you think I'm a sucker here. You'll say that. What do you think? You're too big for your boots. Would you say that? So, this incentive-based mind, we all got that incentive-based. And when we know the incentive, then no sacrifice is small. But we must know what is the incentive. $50 billion. It'll take you one day to work out how many rands that thing will be and what will do it. You're going to store it up. Kya karenge? Right? So you're going to think about it. So now look at it now. For that you will do whatever, head over heels, you do everything. But when now you're caught up in a situation of anger, right? And it is going to be natural for you to respond. Someone is telling you something, you will get angry about your parking or about something else, right? Something you did, something you said, or something went against his temperament and he took off. And sometimes they take off in a very awkward spot. In front of everybody, one of themselves, they will take off from you, with you. For a small thing, a little small thing, they'll just take off. There have been an accumulated anger, and you had to be the victim, right? It is accumulated over the time, and you were there at the wrong time, and you just let go wild. Yeah, you always like this, man. Not good for anything. Fat for nothing. Just living over others gave it to you. So he saw you, he insulted you, and insulted you in a place that you're not happy with. Now what's going to be your response? At that time, what's going to be your response? Now there can be one of two or three responses, right? One response is tit for tat. You'll tell him a mouthful. He's told you something, so you told him something. So you feel that you equaled. You've equaled, you settled down with him. He's told you something and you told him something and everything is equaled. Right. But now, when you get into an argument or a fight or a debate, right, with anybody, then understand the loss that you will incur. For that duration, for the day, 2 days, for that week, I ask you, what will be the state of your mind? Will be in a mental turmoil. What will be the state of your namaz? Namaz will be all in a shambles. What will be the state of your Quran Sharif? Everything spoiled. Your zikr, what's going to happen? Then it may be that you keep it to yourself and you come home and your mood is different now. Now they already struck your mood and someone has to say one word at home. To kya hoga? You're already on fire. You're already on fire. Someone has to just throw a little bit of paraffin. Phir kya hoga? Can you see what happened? So, you have to understand now that this is what's going to happen. If I am going to respond to this anger, then what's going to happen? My namaz is spoiled. My zikr is spoiled. Quran is spoiled. My family life, they don't deserve these things here. And they're going to be affected. Number five, if I'm going to share it with them, their minds will be also disturbed. I'm already disturbed. If I'm going to share with them, this person is what he did to me. So what's going to happen to his mind? Or her mind? They're going to feel disturbed. How can they do this thing here? Then your wife will start fighting with his wife. Yeah, your husband. He's an alu. What he is? What he thinks of himself? So that whole fight is carrying on. But now understand that Allah Pak has created your mind incentive based. You look at the incentive and you want to do. Incentive and you want to do. Right? Now you see what a great loss you have incurred. First is what you're supposed to be doing. What you're supposed to be doing is A'arid anil jahilin, that you avoid and abstain from jahils. There'll be two types of jahils. One is the person that is a jahil, and the other is the one that is behaving like a jahil. But in the word of the Quran Sharif, both are jahils. Inna matawbatu ala alladhina ya'maluna su'a bi jahalatin. What do you mean by jahalat here? In Surah Yusuf, Allah says, is antum jahilun. Was the ayah before that? How the ayah starts? Is antum jahilun. And then qalu ainnaka lanta Yusuf. Laqad alimtum. هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفَ وَأَخِيهِ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ. هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ. So the brothers of Yusuf were the Jahils, son of Anbiya with the Jahils, but the behavior was like Jahils. هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفَ وَأَخِيهِ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ. So they were behaving like Jahils at that time. Right. Now, if someone is behaving with jahalat, like an ignorant fool, must you also behave the same way? He's going to say something. So, are you their slave? Are you your slave? Or are you Allah Ta'ala's slave? So at that time, you have to remind yourself that I'm not his slave, and nor is my mind my boss. My Malik and my Rabb is Allah Ta'ala. My nafs is not my boss, nor is he my boss. Allah Ta'ala is my Malik. When he's my Malik, then what does he want? He is behaved as a child, and what do I do? So Allah Pak's command is A'arid anil jahilin. Avoid the jahil. In a وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. So you can see now it's nonsense, it's bad, it's wrong. But in a dignified way, you moved away. Why you moved away from in a dignified way? Because that moving away from in a dignified way is avoiding of trouble and not antagonizing. You can move away and say, well with you. But is it going to antagonize the person? Going to antagonize the person. But now, respectfully, sorry, Jazakallah, I'll see you later. And you moved away. Showed a smile. And you moved away. But in a respectful way, you moved away. Hazrat Ji Ramadan used to relate the story of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. Now, as a person grows, he becomes more popular, then there's more enmity that is directed to him. People become jealous now, oh, he's so popular, and I'm still stuck at the same spot. I didn't progress at all, but he's now progressed so much. So that jealousy now, like I said, it's within your tabiat. Jealousy is within your tabiat, and that thing just grows. So now these people are seeing Imam Sahib Rahmatullah where he was and how he's grown. Right? And Imam Sahib has left the masjid and he's going home. And this person is giving to him. Yeah, you like this. Your father is like this. Mother is like this. They're just picking out Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah. Imam Sahib is listening to the story. Now that's called an alim. See, an alim is a person who knows how to apply his knowledge correctly at the correct time. That's an alim. You know how to apply the knowledge correctly at the correct time, right? So he says he's an engineer, he fixes some big machines, right? So he's acquired the knowledge, but he doesn't know how to apply the knowledge of engineering. Can you call him an engineer? Or if he's learned medicine, but he doesn't know how to administer the injection, right? At the right time, the right patient, he doesn't know. Can you call him a doctor? So the alim is the person who knows how to apply his knowledge at the right time, in the right way, at the right person. That's an alim. Otherwise, no, you're not an alim. If you don't know how to apply it, right time, right person, right correctly, to do it correctly, you don't know how to do it, then you're going to learn. Then be man enough to say that no, I still don't know. Al-Mawad Thani Sabrahman says, people in the past were men. Some of these things I'm saying in my own words, but they're quotations, right? Says, one Indian alim was in the Haram Sharif. And the first Hajj I went, alhamdulillah, there were a lot of halkas, halka of tafsir, halka of hadith, fiqh, some bayan, different languages. So all was carrying on. Tabligh Jamaat is carrying on side. They had a standard place, just behind the, if I remember correctly, behind the Hatim they had one halka. Tabligh Jamaat is carrying on. I can still picture more. Umar Sahib giving a bayan there, right? 79. So you have different halkas. So this Indian went and sat in one of the halka of the hadith or something. He said on the, after the dars was over, so the Indian pointed out to the Arab speaker that this hadith that you have quoted, explained, was incorrect. This is the hadith, and these are the, this is the explanation. So you have explained it incorrectly. So now, see, the thing that shines out in the person is his humility. Now that alim, right, without any hesitation, his crowd has just dispersed. So he stood up. I said, Ta'alu, Ta'alu, come. Ta'alu, come, come, come. So that whole crowd, now they came back. Now, so something's happening here. We would think, hey, some sinni is coming. So now, they all caught up. So they're all back. And then he's, see that humility of his, see, I explained this hadith in this manner, and this is the explanation I gave, and this is wrong, and the right explanation is like this, and this Indian alim had corrected me. If it was one of us, so he said, alright, well, I got the correction, then I will come to my defense, alright, well, there must be another explanation. We look at this shara, what about that shara, what about this lughat, and that nahu, right, come. And we are stuck now, we could no answer. So the most we can do is later on, maybe one day, 2 days later, I had a rethink, and I think this answer, the better answer was this answer. Right, this is how we'll answer. But now that humility in that person was like this, you know, it's proverbial. Same time, this humility and flavor with taqwa. Right? Humility and flavor with taqwa. Then through all kya puja. Then you can see the sky is the limit. It's humility and taqwa. Now, if I gave this explanation, it was an incorrect explanation, and then they go on with this, then, you know, I'll be answerable. Something happens to me, then, phir kya hoga? See that presence of taqwa, presence of death in his mind. So he doesn't want to delay for a second. For a second, not a moment, he doesn't want to delay the whole thing. But he knows, I don't know what's going to be my position. What's going to be my crowd's position? Someone dies, I die. I don't see the night. Phir kya hoga? What's going to happen? Right. Either that taqwa is there, the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala is there, the presence of mind of death is there. All these things are fusing together, then it's caused the whole crowd back. I don't want to be answerable to Allah Ta'ala. So I did to the best of my ability. Best of my ability was to call the crowd again and tell them, see, this was the explanation I gave, the explanation is incorrect, and then attributing things to the right sources. It wasn't because of my rethink, no. It was this person that had corrected me, and now this is the correct version, what I explained was incorrect. Now who will do this? Jisne apne aap ko mitti bana diya. He understood that he came from soil, and he can be most productive if he's good soil. The soil can be most productive when he's good. For whatever reason it's going to be used for. So if it's good for that, then it's going to be productive for building. And if it's got the right material, the right quality, good. For planting and harvesting, it's good. But the wrong materials, the wrong quality. If you want to go do farming in the beach soil, excellent soil, so clean, so pure, and so loose, let me go do farming there. Good hoga. So right way, right place, right time, right words, all has to be right. So you understood that you are sand, right? That a few years ago, you were just sand, nothing else. Allah Pak in His wisdom, in His Qudrat, He just assembled you, right? A process, and you were assembled. But assembled from what? From sand. And in a few years' time, then again He'll disassemble you. He assembled you, and then He'll disintegrate you again to sand. So you understand that you are earth, and you understand that you are returning to earth. خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ. You were earth, you were nothing. And then the best sand is that sand that is productive for the purpose it's made for. It's most productive. So then you understand that Do you want to be most productive? When you want to be most productive, be like the Zen. People sit on that thing, they will put their foot onto it, they will jump, they will walk, they will dig, they will use the spades, they will do everything with the thing of sukun. It's not jumping, it's not shouting, nothing. So then that sand becomes most productive. So if you want to be most productive, because the hadith says, Afdalun Nas and Fa'ulin Nas. Who's the best? Who is the greatest asset? Hadith says, Afdalun Nas and Fa'ulin Nas. Who's the best? Who is the greatest asset to mankind? You're the best asset. So you're the best. So the best sand is that sand that is most productive for that purpose. That's the best. So how can I become most productive? Like I say, you just get one opportunity. No second opportunity. So in order to be the best, you'll have to reduce yourself to soil, to earth. Now every small thing, hey, he did this, and he's saying like this, he's shouting like this, he's treating me like this, and everything you complain now, then can the sand be productive? Alilun nafa. Then you are big and huge, but the production is very small, very limited. So in this limited time, we need to see there must be maximum production in the limited time, but maximum production. So we spoke about Abu Hanifa Ramdana. These people made themselves like earth. They reduced themselves. Hazrat is explaining the story. I didn't see the references, but I heard the story from Hazrat. So Imam Sahib Rasulullah is listening to the person, but I look to what level he's reduced himself. So now, going on, Imam Sahib Rahmatullahi has approached his house. As he's approached the house, so he stops for a moment and he says, Or kush kehna hai? Is there anything else that you wish to say? Maybe now I leave the house and you will have some regrets in your heart that I need to tell him this as much, and he didn't give me a chance to tell him. So I wanted to tell him, but he didn't give me the chance. So phir dil mein kuch pachtawa sa reh jayega, there will be some sorrow and regret in the heart that he didn't give me the chance to say what I need to say. So you can also stop there. You may have some regrets. So if there's anything else that you wish to say, say it, then I can leave for him. I had an incident, but I can't be like Imam Sahib Rahmatullahi. I left the masjid, and for no fault, the person is shouting one way, waited for me. I take my own time and come out, shouting. And he's telling me that, yeah, this person that is somehow linked to you, and he did this one way, give me a. So I waited for about 3-4 minutes. Then I thought perhaps now it's going to be bordering on ghibat or allegation. It may be a ghibat or allegation. So then I slipped into the car. Ismail Bhai offers the lift, slipped in. And so now what is the best way to just round this up? So big maaf, brothers, big maaf. I know I can't say anything else, because the other way was now, you know, I didn't hear the other side of the story, so I must hear the other side. Then another chapter will start off. So I have to weigh the circumstance. What's the easier thing? Big maaf. Finish. If you feel that I am also a party to be blamed, alright, I make maaf. When I make maaf, or kuch kehne ka moka hai. Finish. Kala, end of the story. But your mind is at ease. Your home, you're at ease. In Quran City, you're at ease. You're making mutala, you're at ease. Everything is happening with ease. But are you engaged with the person then? So you may have engaged for 5 minutes, but what happened? It's a turmoil after that. Everything got sacrificed because of this. But I say that life is about incentive. So our minds are incentive based. I give you a small job and say, I'll give you 50 billion. It's, you know, don't worry about all the swear, abuse, the punch, one shot you gave me, don't worry about it. Why? Our minds are incentive based. Now we come to the hadith. When I give all this prelude, muqaddama, now look at the hadith. Hadith says, من ترك المراء وهو محق بني له بيت في ربد الجنة. Now you can see now I'm going to engage with this person. It's going to be a fight, discussion, debate, right? Exchange of words. It's going to be something. So I just left it entirely, not in his presence and not in the next person's presence. So I left it out, and I left it out entirely. One is to leave it out, right? But to leave it out partially. And one is to leave it out and leave it out entirely. I didn't want to discuss with my wife, my child, my friend, nobody. Like, ka'allam takun bil ams. Like, as though it never existed. Ka'allam takun bil ams. Never existed. Finished. So you left it out. Man taraka al mira'a wa muhakkun. You were right. Your stance was right. What you did was right. But now this person, for no reason, he's starting you off. So I tell the people in this day and time that the world is gone unscrupulous. There's no scruples. There's no value, right? So you have to look after yourself. Look after yourself. People that you can influence, look after them. Look after your own house. Because they have become unscrupulous. Look onto the road, unscrupulous, right? Look onto the pavement, unscrupulous. Outside the masjid, there's no scruples, right? So when there's such a mess that is going on, then what is the most intelligent thing to do? Look after yourself. وَلْيَسَعَكَ بَيْتُ. There can't be any word that is more accurate than the word of Rasulullah s.a.w. أَصْدَقُ الْحَدِيثِ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ. Right? The word of Allah Ta'ala passed on to us by Rasulullah s.a.w. is the best word. So وَلْيَسَعَكَ بَيْتُ. There can't be anything better. There can't be anything greater. So now, you're driving. Imagine you're driving, right? And someone is unruly, is unscrupulous, is driving, right? Now you got about four options. One is to shout him. The second is, right, to control the traffic. He's shooting the robot, you know, so to try and control. Right? But whatever you're going to be doing, if you're going to be shouting back at him or trying to control him, there can be some complications. You try to scold him or shout him, he can swear you, right? Or he can now become physical, right? Can hurt you, can shout you back, can become physical, or he can throw you off the road, or he can do something disastrous. Right? So in that, there's a lot of problems. Sometimes he may hurt you, if not physically, then verbally he may hurt you. If not that, then he can push you off the road, then your car can be damaged, or you can be hurt, or your passengers, some of them, can be hurt. So what was the safest thing? The safest thing is now, by, you're not going to correct people now. The traffic you're not going to control, you're not going to put this person right. So the safest thing is, you have to return to point B, by let me safely return to my destination. I'm not going to correct this person here. I want to save my vehicle, myself, and my passengers. Who I can save, let me save them, and I move on. Now you reached your place now. Now you're like a king. Right. Can you see now? Outside the masjid, people are unscrupulous. Doesn't it happen? What they are talking about, what they're discussing, right? How they behave. Inside the masjid, how they behave. Can you correct them in many masjid, right? Somewhere, you have to use your strength, right? But most places, can you do it? Can't do it. So you see that you are doing it right, and the persons that you can influence see that they're getting it right. You're doing it right, and the people that you can influence, you're getting them right. And then you carry on. وَلْيَسَعَكَ بَيْتُكَ. Look after that. Take care of that. Now look at the virtue, see. I explained this now twice, thrice. But your mind is incentive based. مَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَاءَ وَهُوَ مُحِقٌ بُنِيَ لَهُ بَيْتٌ فِي رَبَدِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah Pak will give you a palace in central Jannah. For that I'll give you a palace in central Jannah, right? Now, if I were to tell you, you'll do this for me. It's about a 10 minutes job, right? And I'll give you the whole estate in Amslanga and all the estate in Balito. Now, In comparison to Jannat, this is actual filth. Wallah, this is filth. In comparison to Jannat. Balito, Umslanga, or the best estate that you can think of. In comparison to the Jannat Allah Pak has got, this is absolute dirt and filth. But Hayatul Dunya illa mata'ul ghurur, it's just deception. It's a matchbox toys, you know, plastic scooter. That just someone give you at this age now, you're 50 years of age, hey, I like it too much, you know, you do so much work, tali, you want, take this plastic scooter, you can play with it. What do you think? Hey, what do you think of me? So comparison to Jannat is worse than a plastic scooter. In comparison to Jannat. So Allah has given you so much, right? But what's wrong with you is you're not recognizing the gift that Allah is giving. How is it? You're not recognizing it. You don't have that understanding. So that's why the Buzugan didn't talk of Marifat. You don't have the Marifat. Had you had the Marifat, that your whole behavior would have been different. Had you had the Marifat. Other things come and ask Hazrat, I'll do this. But if someone has to offer you 50 billion, you ask Hazrat. You don't ask them. I know what it is like. No, but you don't have the recognition of that 50 billion. You don't have it. So because you don't have it, therefore you are flaring up. You know, how nice is the Quran Sharif says? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسْتَهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا. You're going to have all type of shaitani attacks, right? Your mind is against you. Your people are against you. You're going to storm your mind with all type of thoughts. Right? Everything is going to storm you. Your nafs is going to storm you. People are going to storm you with all type of straight thoughts. Your own mind is going to storm you. Right? With all type of evil thoughts, your mind is going to storm you. You can't say now that no, my mind is excellent. Yusuf alayhi salam could say, Ma ubari unafsi. I don't approve my innocence. Now the innocence of myself and my mind. He could say that. So where do we stand? That your mind also can't guide you. You think, no, the mind, I've got a strong mind, I've got a good mind, my mind will guard me. My mind will mind my business. No, that won't happen. You know what? Your mind also can't guide you. Tez kardan, that akal tez kardan nistara, just to sharpen your intelligence, make yourself look intelligent, educated. You're educated and you're intelligent. That's not how you're going to gain the proximity. Now you think, now I'm educated, intelligent, and I will get the proximity of Allah Ta'ala. So need understand now, how do you get that proximity to Allah Ta'ala? This is not going to get you that proximity. Then understand what's going to get you. Then what did you get? You looked a little bit intelligent, wise, in the face of people. For face value looked at. But by the sight, in the sight of Allah, there are no value. In the sight of people, you look valuable, but in Allah's sight, the person that didn't know, he thought it was a gem, and he paid R1 million. But the jeweler knows it's a fake imitation, he won't give a true rand for it. So in the face of people, you may seem like to be worth R10 million, right? But in the face of the jeweler, you're not worth anything. In the face of people, you seem to be something, but in Allah's sight, you're nothing, absolutely nothing. So the wrong that we are involved in today is each one is worried about how do I feature amongst people? How do I fare in my own sight? In my own sight, how do I appear? And what do people think of me? But did we ever think that how do we appear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do we? Now to understand that requires ma'rifat. And then we say, no, I know Quran Sharif, I know this. You got the ma'rifat. See, presently our sight, our mind is like this. Imagine this whole masjid is filled with $1,000 bills. Imagine it was $1,000, right? $1,000 bills from the ground right to the roof. Stacked to capacity. No more place to put one note also. It's stacked so much. You can't put one. So now, someone doesn't know about it. He doesn't know about it. So now it's good, I got this paper here, I can use it, you know, to burn my dirt and all that. I can burn all that, I can burn it up. So has he got the recognition? So that's where we stand. We don't have the recognition. But the moment someone showed you what is the power of the $1,000, then and it's stacked up, you know, from the floor to the roof, it's stacked up. No, not even a place to put one small note there. Then, see, what's going to be your take? I'll build so many madrasas and what of things I'll do, I'll put masjids and all that. Huh? How are you going to be dreaming? How your mind is going to take you, right? So now that is when you've got the recognition. When you got the recognition of Jannat, then you were a different person. Now you got the word, this is Jannat. But you didn't get the recognition of Jannat. And when you got the recognition of Jannat, then your whole response will be different. Now we are taking that knowledge to be a recognition. That word, information, to be a recognition. We didn't understand it. Like I say, our minds are incentive based. And we need to employ the mind to take us in the right direction. So therefore Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا. So when they're being attacked, what happens? Shaitan, the mind, your nafs is attacking you. So they get into remembrance, تَذَكَّرُوا. They get into remembrance. That means they get into a remembrance that will make them recognize things in perspective. According to recognition, that will make them recognize things in perspective. Now you've seen things in perspective. Now, will you leave it out? You can leave things out, but you haven't recognized it. You didn't see it in perspective. But you saw things in perspective now. Now will you leave it out? Now you won't leave it out. But now, we haven't seen the worth. We haven't seen the value. We haven't seen the dynamics. We haven't seen the power and the might. When we haven't seen and recognized the might and the power, then our minds didn't go to the real things. It went to all artificial things. Because we didn't see the might, the power, the glory, we haven't seen it. So this is what Allah is inviting us towards. Get to this. Come to this. You come to a certain point. But now, how long you going to remain stagnated? How long are you going to remain moving by it? Go up, move up. Now, then the question is then, how do you move up? I showed you the zakkar. See, when they get into a remembrance, what happens? فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, then behold, right? They'll see things in perspective. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, when they get into remembrance, then they see things in perspective. But now we're not getting into remembrance, we're thinking of the real things, right? I'll do this, this is going to be the reward. I'll do this, this is going to be the consequence. I'll do this, this is how Allah will favor me. Right? I didn't see it like that. When I didn't see it like that, so I'm seeing it from a very narrow perspective. I'm going to remain quiet now, and people will take advantage over me. So what do they think? What do they think of me? So I must fight for my rights. Right? That's how you thought. But you saw it from the right perspective. You saw it in a narrow term, a short term you saw it, but the long term, have you thought of it in a long term? You didn't think of it in a long term. So therefore you responded like how you responded. Now, for you to respond in the way that you're supposed to be responding, then what is required is tazakkur. And nobody is doing it. You'll say, alright, for a moment, after you have offloaded all your anger, this, alright, now make sabr. But after you have given off, after you've spoken about it to 10 people, thought about it, then after everything is done, then as-sabru in the sadmatil ula. You want that highest reward. Then in the first instance, what are you, how are you going to behave in the first instance? Now, Allah has created these things within you. And these things have to be channeled right. See, when they went off, Allah says, تَرَى كَثِيرًا مِنُمْ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَأَكْلِيمُ السَّهْمِ. So, when you talk of racing, to racing with each other in what? فِي الْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَأَكْلِيمُ السَّهْمِ. In wrong, disobedience, and eating and accumulating haram. Right? So, transgression, wrong, eating of it, and accumulating haram. Just, I must get it. So this, it's a madness. And however, I must make it happen. So there's an obsession, and the obsession is driving, I must make it happen. But you understand, what you understand from this, is when you start off a wrong, right, then initially, that first encounter of wrong, you felt very hurtful, something wrong, and provided your mind was right, right? That first encounter was wrong, porn, or woman, whatever it was, right? That first encounter, you felt very embarrassed, very much ashamed, right? Then after that, after some times,
then that feeling of guilt leaves you. So what's wrong? Everybody's doing it, so what? So what's wrong if I do it? It's just a picture, I just look at it once. So finish after that, so what's wrong? See, first encounter you felt bad. Then when you didn't take advantage of this gift of Allah Ta'ala, Allah created a conscience within you, you didn't take advantage, then what happened? At the second level, what happens? Now, if you don't feel anything about the conscience that's caught, right? That's the second. There's no conscience. You make a istighfar, look at some porn, or look at some woman, dated someone, astaghfirullah, finish. Hey, life has to carry on. That's the second level. And the third level, then, you sari'un. Then you become proud. And you know what I got. I got this bank loan, I got this platinum, this facility. I'm going to go for a holiday here. All wrong places. New, order, order. I'm going to go to all these places. You are proud about it. You take snaps about it. So you're proud about the whole thing. You sari'una fil ismi wal udwan. See? So first was, you had an indifferent attitude. You're feeling very guilty. You're feeling nauseated for the wrong that you've done. Then, that you, when you carried on, continued doing the wrong, then that consciousness left you. You became immune to it. Conscious left you. Then after the third level, advanced level, you saw the ruin of ism. See, when you didn't take advantage of that Allah Ta'ala given gift of consciousness, then now you are going to wrong and you feel totally immune. Well, it's gone. You're complacent in the wrong. Radu bil hayati dunya watma'annu biha. That's the wrong. Radu bil hayati dunya. They're happy with it and they're comfortable with it. That. أولئك هم آياتنا غافلون واطمأنوا بها والذين أولئك مأواهم النار. You're heading for a wrong place. So now you've got these characteristics, these abilities, capacities to raise. But now what Allah wants is you direct, redirect this capacity to the right. كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات. Can you see that? Yeah, يسارعون في الإثم والعدوان. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَةِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. So that was also a race, they were racing. And here also they're racing. كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَةِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. They were humble. They understood that they're going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The approach was different. So their race was about what? In all good avenues. Good avenues now. This person, I talk to him and look at the level of patience that he's got. So much calamities and he's so patient. One woman is making tawaf on the Kaaba Sharif. So someone sees her. She's so calm and composed. She must have not been struck with any misfortune. So the person went, asked, but I see, you know, you're so calm and composed, and you're not struck with, perhaps you're not struck with any misfortune. She says, you're talking about no misfortune. See, it was Bakra Eid, you know, talking of Qurbani. Bakra Eid, and my husband was offering the Qurbani. As my husband laid down the sheep to cut it, and the husband just went for some work, the elder son put the smaller son down, and he slaughtered him. And now when he realized what he's done, he ran. Now we can't find him, he's gone. Went to the wilderness. In the meanwhile, my husband went to look for that boy. As he went to look for him in the jungle, he got attacked by a lion or something. He's dead. In the meanwhile, I had a child, it was breastfeeding, I had him, right? And I just left him to go see my husband. He crawled towards the pot, big pot was boiling with water. And he took the thing and then he fell onto him. He burned to death. Says, how do you manage all this? Says, see, I am also human and I also got an incentivized mind. So I looked at the promises, the rewards that Allah has promised for us. That has consumed me, it has consumed me, right? Such a big calamity. Husband is gone, three children are gone, everything is gone. But that mind that I'll get so much, Allah will bless me like this, He'll bless me like this, and inshallah, all are going to Jannah, you know.
they have died, become shaheed, and all gone to Jannah. So that brought me so much of comfort and relief that I don't feel anything about it. And therefore you see me so calm. So that's the real incentive that we have forgotten about. And we don't remind ourselves, but it's within us. إِنَّمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَلْعُونَنَا رَغَبُ وَرَهَبًا. So, good works also are the same. Like I said, bad works, and you've got a mind that incentivizes you, right? Then good works are also the same. First, at the initial, with sabr, it was difficult. You said something, it was difficult, you held yourself. Then after some time, it became a habit. بولنے والے اس کو بولنے دو کم سے کم یہی خوش ہو جائے گا. You're saying something, let him see, maybe he gets happy. میرا کیا نقصان, at least کوئی مسلمان خوش ہو گیا, he got happy now. Don't mind my respect with him, but he got happy. And to please a Muslim is a great salah, so I pleased him for the sake of Allah, got happy, finished. Now we're not looking at these things, what Allah got in store for us. Azhaji gave this one story about patience, right? Because they know now you are of earth and you're going back into earth. So become earth. You are sand, you're going back to sand and become sand. So that became, they got a level of marifat of that. They got a level of recognition of that. It was not just a concept, it was a recognition. It was a reality before them. Now in us, it's just a concept, one of those things. And for them it was a reality, a recognition, they identified it. Explain of, as you mentioned, a story of Imam Sabr Rahmatullah again. We heard the stories repeatedly, not once, repeatedly, over and over. Now, according to Azhaji, Imam Sabr Rahmatullah was living in a double story house. So, there's a person that's calling for him. Imam Sabr, at his old age, is climbing down the stairs. So, as he comes down, he said, what's your problem? I just forgot the masla, man. You know, I remembered it just now, and now I forgot the masla. So, alright now, man, when you remember, you come back. Came out, he came knocked again. Hey, man, what must I do? I revised that question so many times. But, unfortunately, my memory is just giving up. I just lost. About 3-4 times, same thing. 30 steps down, 30 steps up again. At that old age. And Imam Sahib Rahmatullah is not raising a brow, I think, absolutely. But the fifth time, he said, now I remember, now what a question he came to ask, what a Muslim came to ask, what is the taste of human waste? What is the taste of human waste? So Imam Sahib Rahmatullah says, in my understanding, it is sweet. Imam Sahib Rahmatullah hasn't lost composure yet. I can imagine that if it was one of us, red in the face, diwana hai, iska dimag ka kuch ho gaya, fail ho gaya, kya ho gaya iska? What is the taste of human waste? Alright, you say it's sweet, have you tasted it? Okay, you see the type of question that he's asking. He says, no. Then how do you say that it's sweet? He says, no, because when it's fresh, right? So Imam Sahib said, when it's fresh, it's sweet. And when it's gone, dried up, then it's no longer sweet. How do you say that? Have you tasted it? No. When it's fresh, then there's flies that sit on it. Flies normally will sit on something that is sweet. So that person now he made tawbah. He said, no, I mean tawbah. See, we had a discussion amongst ourselves to see now whose tolerance is the greatest. Right? وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. For you to be able to dispense hidayat, your bayans, etc. You want hidayat to flow. Writing a kitab, you want hidayat to flow. Then you have to pass the examination of sabr. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. See, when you pass the examination of sabr, then Allah Ta'ala exalts you. But you haven't gone through this year. You can't, kisi ki do baat bhi nahi sun sakte. Someone said two things that you can't hear that thing. You can't tolerate that thing. No tolerance, no patience, no endurance. and you want to dispense hidayat. How can you do? One brother was telling me that they went to Medina Munawara. You know, I'm showing a sawab reward, incentive. So they went to Medina Munawara, and that Mawlana Abdullah Jina, I think, he takes people to ziyarat. So he stopped the bus and he showed them on site. So you know how they have that board. He's the engineer, he's the architect. And right at the bottom, this is a work of the Usmania Ghani Trust. So Mawlana is explaining them that, you know, from the time Usmania Ghani passed away, was made shaheed, till now this thing is running. And now this was a site for a hospital and apartments for the poor that were putting on. At the same spot where Usmania Ghani radiallahu anhu had dedicated, same spot, no different. But I say, how great his intention and ikhlas must have been. It's already 1400 years that he's passed on, right? He's passed on 1400 years. But his service is still running. The big site that is being put up for the poor and for the hospital. Right? But can you see now the goodness of the intention? فَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. You want to invest, and this is the thing. Think of the short term benefits, think of the long term. Think that you're made of dust, you're going back. But you need an investment to be recurring all the time. Not just for a few days or a few years, no. Must carry on, continue. Allah Bhaktu Fina Sikha.